Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Surveys. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community in the nation. Do you have a few minutes
Okay.
to help us?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. The first question is, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50?
Definitely vote.
Okay, let's go to the next one. And in 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay, and just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Okay, and what is your age, ma'am?
81.
You said 81, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let's go to the next one. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate, okay. And thinking about the direction the country is heading in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president in Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. So let me tell you the first one. The first one is protecting voting rights in democracy.
10.
10. Okay. And how about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
8.
8. Okay. And improving K through 12 education?
That is an 8.
8 also. Okay. And how about making college more affordable?
7.
Okay. And last one, banning tobacco products for adults?
I guess 5.
5. Okay. Let's go to the next one. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Strong. Okay.
Strong. Mm-hmm.
A strong approve or somewhat approve?
Strong.
Okay. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100 on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay?
Okay.
Let's go to the first one is Democrats in Congress.
And this is how I feel about them?
Yes, ma'am. It can be from 0 to 100.
Oh, 75.
75. Okay, let's go to the next one. The next one is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
50.
50?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, the next one is Joe Biden. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
90.
90, okay. Let me go ahead and put the number. Okay. Okay, now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So let's start with the first. Okay, the first one is educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
That's a five.
That's a five, okay. And restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
Five,
okay. And how about authorizing prescription medication?
I say that is a 7.
Okay, and how about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke more away from cigarettes?
Give that a 7 also.
Okay, perfect. Let's go ahead to the next one. And this one is, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support or somewhat support or somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
I somewhat oppose.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a federal government has put a ban on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community? Do you much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Okay. That one, I don't think it makes any difference one way or the other. So I would say somewhat more harm.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Should be a top priority, or other issues are more important right now?
Other issues are definitely more important.
Okay, let's go to the next one. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adults, smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes, switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive.
Okay, I think that should be, okay, could you repeat that second one?
Yeah. Oh, the second one is prohibition an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors.
No, I don't think that's right. No, I don't think that's right. So,
do you want me? Okay.
Yeah.
How about, should I read you the first one?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me read you the question first. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? So let me read you the first one.
Okay.
Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adults and smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful and smoke-free tobacco products?
Okay.
Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. So the options you have are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, and not at all concerned. So let me read you the first one.
Okay.
More dangerous products flow in the market as illegal cigarettes enter the USA from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Are you somewhat concerned?
Yeah, very concerned.
Very concerned, right. Okay, the next one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black marketed sales.
Yeah, very concerned.
Very concerned, okay. And the last one is an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control.
Since you put it that way, that would be very concerned.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. In the next one, I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agreed with the statement, and 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through sections, support, and harm reductions. Do you somewhat agree, strongly agree, or do not agree at all? You can use any number.
Number 10.
Okay, let's go to the next one. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparate reality between minority and white population occurs because some policy officers and legal officials use tribal laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a large target on minority communities where we might never return from.
Number 10.
Okay. And the last one is prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crimes. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed.
Number 10.
Okay. We're almost done here, ma'am. Okay. The next one is, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults under 21 or over? Is strongly support, somewhat support, or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat. You know what? I somewhat oppose that.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Is strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
So much more benefits, somewhat more benefits, somewhat more harm, much more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Okay. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision or who to vote for? Much more willing?
It would have no impact on me.
So it will be somewhat less willing, much less willing, or have no impact, you said, right?
Right.
Okay. How about in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Let me read you a list. And have you used any of these products? Oral nicotine products?
No.
And soda pop?
Yes.
And how about liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Okay, and how about beer?
Yes.
And how about cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
And how about pipe tobacco?
No.
And how about heat, not burn tobacco product?
No.
And cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
And smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And how about coffee?
Coffee, yes.
And how about wine?
Yes.
Okay, let's go to the next one. And switching gears a little bit, The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. And what is the last year? Yes, ma'am. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you somewhat categories. Stop me when we get to your category.
Okay.
1 to 11th grade, high school, graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college.
Professional certificate.
Professional, okay. Okay. So the list that I have right here, let me read you that list, okay? You said it's professional. So it's college, graduate, bachelor's degree?
No, associate degree. So just certificate it.
Okay, okay. Let's go to the next one. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, and which of the following best describes how you think of your current economy situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Middle class, okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Does that apply to you somewhat in your household or both?
No, we're not anymore.
Does not apply to you?
No, doesn't.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, ma'am. I want to thank you so much for your time. This concludes our survey. Thank you again for your help, and your opinion is very important.
Okay, you're quite welcome. I used to do this years and years ago for the Los Angeles Times.
Okay, appreciate it, man. You have a good rest of the day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.